50. Hayden. Hayden ran from the dropship, sprinting full speed away from the small clearing where it had landed toward a ditch 50 meters away. The depression was filled with old cars, rusted hunks of metal unceremoniously pushed aside to clear a path along the highway for the Axon to travel. It was all part of the enemy's plan to take root in Seattle, close to the capital of the United Western Territories. But not too close. To draw him away from Sanisco so Crake could enter and steal the Interlink. To bring it back here and then take it through a portal off-world to where Vite might use it to control the hunger. To where humans wouldn't be able to use it to destroy them. The road had been cleared to meet those objectives. Parts of the surface had even been smoothed over and patched, making the surface easier to traverse. And as Hayden looked at the signs of preparation, he couldn't help but wonder. Had Natalia's use of the Interlink to enter the Collective signaled Vite that such a tool existed? Was her research on the device the reason the Rogue Axon was on his way here right now? Had she inadvertently brought about this new invasion? It was clear to him that every decision they made had consequences. Every problem they solved created two more. Now he was out here trying to stop Crake. But what would happen if he succeeded? Would the ripple effects create an even worse problem? He was pretty sure it couldn't get any worse. Rico, Bennett, and Drake followed close behind him, joining him as he slid down the side of the ditch to the top of a rusted bus, across the hood, and then across to the top of a car. Hayden stopped there, crouching low, out of sight, and looked back in time to see the parabellum dart away, rising at a rate nothing made on Earth could match. "Bennett," Hayden said through the squad comm, "head forward 2 kilometers and find somewhere to watch for the target." "Roger, Sheriff," Bennett said, coming out of his crouch and quickly moving away. He stayed parallel to the highway, sprinting when he went into the open and slowing when he got behind cover, cars or vegetation lining the road. Hayden scanned the area. They were about 1 kilometer outside the city. From here, there was no sign of Reapers or Zaxcluth, no indication that Hansen knew they were present or was expecting them. The immediate vicinity was clear. For now.
"You okay, Sheriff?" Rico asked.
Hayden nodded.
"I'm feeling a lot impatient."
"Understandable. At least it looks like we made it in clean. There's nothing to do now but wait."
Hayden's gaze stopped on an isolated part of the old highway across from their current position, a single standing segment of an interchange still perched on its supports. The rest of the roadway had long ago collapsed into rubble around it. If it were stable, it would make a good overwatch position.
"Drake, do you think you can get up there?"
Drake eyed the remaining platform. A pile of rubble would take him halfway up, but after that would require some excellent climbing skills.
"I can make that," he replied.
"Do it," Hayden said. Drake stood up and began traversing the cars in the ditch, quickly making his way to the highway. He sprinted across it and backtracked to the segment of elevated interchange that was still standing. Hayden watched as he easily scaled the rubble at its base, balancing at the top edge and examining the support beam he needed to climb. He planted his hands against it, finding small seams for his fingers. Then, he started to ascend. Hayden waited until Drake reached the top of the interchange before activating his link to the camera in the Centurion's helmet. The view from the position was better than he had hoped, and offered him a clear indication of how to finish setting up their ambush.
"Rico, I'm marking your position," he said, using his ATCS to set the point on the tactical map. "Head there ASAP and get set up."
It was a point further south, though not quite as far as he had sent Bennett. As long as Crake arrived via the highway, the alignment would leave him surrounded.
"There, Sheriff," Rico said, looking at the spot.
"Are you sure?
Once it goes past, I'll have a hard time keeping up. If I head north instead to..."
"Too close to the city," Hayden said. "It doesn't seem like they know we're here yet. I want to keep it that way for as long as possible."
Rico stared at him.
"Is there a problem?" Hayden asked, staring back.
"Hayden, I consider you a friend."
"Same here."
"Then promise me you aren't sending me south so I can't get back here in time to stop you from doing something stupid."
"I'm not going to do anything stupid. There's too much at stake. I want you there because it's a good position to hit the enemy from the rear, that's all."
"Do you promise you won't do—"
"It's not a request, Rico.
I'm in charge of Alpha, and I'm ordering you to head to that mark.
Understood, Sheriff.
But do you promise? Their eyes remained locked. Hayden nodded.
Paz, I promise.
Rico smiled, straightening up.
On my way, Sheriff.
She headed off, climbing across the debris to the road and vanishing from his line of sight. He was able to watch her through Drake's video feed and on the grid, ensuring she was carrying out his directions. Then he started moving across the junk pile, getting himself positioned closer to the road. When the time came, he was going to do something decisive, but definitely not stupid. He wasn't completely sure Rico would agree with that assessment, but he didn't care. She wasn't the one leading this ambush, and she wasn't the one who had lost her family to the approaching Axon. He was going to recover the Interlink. Then he was going to get his revenge.